K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. On this Monday edition, April 28th, 2025, on a Monday, overcast, currently in KC, Missouri, as I'm recording this episode, all things K-State sports, checking out the Big 12 standings. Currently, right now, for K-State, after this past week of four games at home, Twin Family Stadium, This has become annoying. I get it. Quit it. Anyways, K-State, four games at home, finished up a four-game homestand, 3-4 from the homestand, had a chance to win game three yesterday in Manhattan, at home against Houston. That did not come to fruition there. The postcast should be up by the time this rolls out. This Big 12 rollout here on the podcast. But yeah, so right now everything stays the same as far as K-State goes in the standings heading into this week. Of course, tomorrow they're going to be playing BYU in Utah. Right now, K-State, just like they left last week, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 6 right now, as West Virginia is really, if you look at it, their record, we look at the Big 12 record here, 16-3, Kansas 15-6, TCU tied for third with Arizona State 14-7, Arizona 13-8, and this is where you find y'all Bat Cats. K-State Nation 12-9. After the back-breaking loss yesterday, had a chance that you really needed to sweep the team, could not do it, which would have put you in a tie for fifth/fourth position, but that's a costly loss there. You stay right there in the sixth position, and overall, which at this point really doesn't matter, 26-18. I'm gonna have to read the article, which was posted out on kstatesports.com on the baseball team and Pete Hughes at some point today. There as well. So huge week there. And then of course you have the under 500 teams, Cincinnati, Texas Tech, Baylor, Oklahoma State, Houston. Yeah. Once again, you lose to Houston and UCF at home. That cannot happen. Houston 7-13 now in the conference. And of course you lost your first home loss was against subpar UCF 6-15. And you're going on the road to play another 6-15 team in BYU. So again, that's a must-have game. At this point of the season, you have to have these games. You have to take care of these opponents. And K-State again, you needed to sweep that team over the weekend. And when I'm talking about that team, I was talking about Houston, which you did not do there, and you let Houston off the hook of the sweep. So there's that as well. So kind of looking forward to this week. Switching the tab over now to the baseball schedule this week, if I can do that. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State, mathematically, 6th in the Big 12 standings right now. Missed out on a tie for 5th after yesterday's loss to Houston in Game 3, a game I already recorded that postcast. That should come out today during the lunch hour of the show. When by the time this comes out, as well. So looking ahead of this week, you know, again, we'll probably mention this, their schedule on this upcoming weekend edition of the show. We're only on Monday, folks. So we're only in the start of the week, folks. We still got a bit for that. And I made a mistake in the postcast. Now that I think about it, I did say BYU yesterday. My bad. So ignore that. Well, we play BYU later on this week. So you played four games at home last week. Now you got to go back on the road to play four more games. And it will start with Nebraska, then BYU. So you got Nebraska tomorrow in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then you got to go to Provo to take on a more than subpar BYU team. So, again, these are four winnable more. Again, I haven't checked Nebraska's record yet. I probably should do that. But BYU, they're bottom of the barrel of the Big 12, behind Houston, behind UCF. You need to win them games. You need to win those games, right, to keep pace. Nebraska, we're going to check that record right now and do two things at the same time. Let's see if we can do that right now. Nebraska, oh, yeah. So, Nebraska right now, ooh, get that out of here. Let me see what, I should pull up the record. There we go. They will put on that record right now. So we're gonna do a little bit of Nebraska preview on this podcast. So Nebraska, K-State's opponent tomorrow night. Now I believe we played Nebraska early on this season. Let me see if I can pull up my screen here. I'll try to split screen this here. Yeah, so early on, the first meeting. So this is, again, a home-and-home series here in K-State. A couple weeks ago took care of Wichita State in a home-and-home. Now they're going to have to looking to take care of Nebraska home-and-home. So back in March 25th, Nebraska beat Nebraska 12-8 at home in Manhattan. Now you turn around and try to put a sweep, season sweep, on Nebraska tomorrow night in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Nebraska coming in this game, winning two games straight. Nebraska 21-23. In the 2025 season, only 9-12. So these are the games I'm talking about. You need to take advantage of. And yes, baseball is a funny game. I get it. I say it every single time on the Purple Project podcast. Yes, I understand that, folks. I know I just do that. But in this juncture of the season, you need to be winning these games. You are the better team. You need to come out and win these games. This is a fact. And a missed opportunity yesterday morning against Houston, you had an opportunity to do that, and you could not come up with it, right? So now, you're playing a 21-23. You're playing, what is it now? This is what? One, two, take the series out of it. You're playing four games, teams with under 500 records. Nebraska, the next one, 21-23 there in a 9-12 conference record. That, yeah, so, and at home this year, it looks like Nebraska's 9-7 in the friendly conference of their home. So again, you got to go on the road where you've been hit and miss and try to win this game. That's the concern going in here. You're good enough to win at home. We get it, but on the road, that's a different story. And the road games, they need to try to break an 8-game road losing streak. That is on the table. But for Pete Hughes and this K-State baseball team, can you snap out of it? That's the question. And the more concern is, can you do it against a sub-500 ball club? So that is the question. That is the tricky question coming into this week. Nebraska on Tuesday. I said on the postcast yesterday that I recorded game three. It's a BYU, so my bad. BYU is later on in the week, and that is actually a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series coming up for them. So no rest for the rear. You got to try to snap out of a 8-game road winless streak. That is on the table for them, and you need to do that. So that is huge. That is priority number one for K-State. If they're going to stay on track to try to sneak in back in to the NCAA regional picture, or at least that, it was that. You need to beat Nebraska tomorrow. Nebraska plays, well, everybody plays better at home, there, in particular Nebraska, the Cornhusker Huskers there as well. So tomorrow night, first pitch after 6 in Lincoln, Nebraska. K-State looking to snap an 8-game road losing streak, carrying really back to Oklahoma State when they first got into the top 25 rankings. Yeah, it goes all the way back to there. It's pretty much basically been a month since K-State's won a baseball road game. And again, I'm going to keep talking about it until K-State wins. This is why they're in this business that they're in. And by the way, this is non-con. So you got to have this game. You got to have it. And hopefully you can snap out of an 8-game road losing streak. That is what's on the table tomorrow night for K-State baseball. They will take on Nebraska. And then Thursday, yes, it'll be, hang on a second here. Now as I scroll back down, I almost said Texas Tech. No, it is. Yeah, so the weekend series for BYU will be Thursday. Yep, so Thursday. So you got a day off today, Nebraska tomorrow, day off Wednesday, and then your 3-game series with BYU in Provo starts Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. Those games will be on 7:30 Central Time, so that's going to be a late afternoon first pitch for both Game 1 and Game 2. And then Game 3 on Saturday, the series finale against BYU, Saturday, 2:30. That is a lunchtime start over there in Utah. So a monumental week for K-State baseball here. Sitting 6 right now in the standings right now. And you need all four of these games. You're playing... Nebraska's going to be slightly difficult, but again, you're playing on the road where you have been inconsistent. So that is a huge concern going in here, and P. Hughes and his ball club is going to have to take care of business. That is the main thing going into – that is the main mission going into this week here as we're approaching the final couple of days here in April into the first days of May. Can you believe it, folks? The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it. We're a podcast of found, free and available daily. All right, we're going to have a chance to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this episode. Again, thank you for so much for tuning into this episode. Again, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, not just football and basketball, men's basketball, women's basketball, men's women's golf. Oh, by the way, we'll talk about women's golf here. Regionals later on this week for them, as well as track and field, rowing, and everything else in between that. iTunes, Spotify, wherever it's to your favorite Kansas State podcast, Audio Boom app. Download the Audio Boom app. Myself and Alex Aiden record bonus content of the podcast. I might try to do a solo episode later on today. Get some things switched up here. Check out my rest of my schedule to see if I can bring Alex on another day this week, or just wait till the following Monday. And then, of course, tell one big K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this baseball edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.